Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's talk about Samsung. So, So copy and paste brain on chips. What's the deal with that?
They are literally making a neural chip to be able, this is the term they use, copy and paste human brain function and put it on a microchip. So like maybe 4 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, when I was like, what are the 4 technologies I was excited about, even though it's scary. And that was one of them, to upload the human consciousness. But as we begin to scale, and this is the automation thing that we talked about. So if we can begin to get human brain patterns on a chip and on a processor, imagine what we can do. So now all of a sudden you won't need the body in a lot of cases. And it was interesting when they ran tests after 43 days, a lot of AI began to take on the character of the people they were emulating, like including racist comments, bigotry comments. Like, so they are having to take those comments out and reprogram it, but they're trying to get these chips to work at scale. So they literally can just have a whole bunch of servers in there doing a whole bunch of functions for these companies and not need any human workers. That way you can have a 24-hour workforce that never asks for a vacation or wants to go home.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting with the AI, because I saw that what you're referring to is they had the AI and it became racist because they had it like, you know, study humans, and like after 30 days, they said it became homophobic, it became racist. The artificial, it's not even funny, but it's just crazy. Like, it was like the artificial intelligence actually picked up the traits and thoughts of humans and became racist. So this AI just gets crazy and crazy every day.
Yeah, I mean, and if you're programming it, depending on who programs it, you can program it to also have certain biases towards certain people. And I know sometimes you guys think I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I'm like, I've been looking at the space for so long, the writing's kind of on the wall. Technology replaces a lot of black and brown families out of jobs anyway. Correct. Now, if we get this to happen at scale and people accept it, and now people don't want to work, I truly believe when 24 happens and we have 24, 25 and this pullback or crash happens, they're going to blame people not wanting to work, which people just really want fair treatment.
Yeah.
They're going to blame that as the push to eradicate a lot of these jobs, and the support from the government may be there.
Yeah. And Samsung, you know, and we're talking about microchips, obviously we're talking about semiconductors, you know, the number one supplier of chips for Samsung is Taiwan Semiconductor.
Yeah.
And so they just had a report that we used to say that they made 50% of the world's semiconductors.
Yeah.
That number has actually gone up to 58%. And so again, if we know like this is the future and these are the type of technologies that are headed our way, we got to take advantage of it. We can't run from it. Mm-hmm. We got to at least be educated in it and say, all right, if that's where we're headed and this is needed to go there, let's be smart investors. Let's say, all right, let's get ahead of this.
Let's talk about Samsung, because I don't think we've talked about Samsung stock before, at least not in a long time.
Yeah.
Samsung stock, how do you feel about Samsung as an investment?
Amazing. I wish it was on American exchanges and a lot easier to access, but in terms of innovation, Samsung is incredible. I know it's not as popular as Apple and they don't have the same ecosystem, but the innovation, when I was with Drew at Revolt, like he had the phone with the double flip out screen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He was like, I can put my phone on another phone and charge it. And he's like, y'all don't have it. I'm like, no, we have to charge it like a Nokia with our phone. So I think the stock is great. Company is great. I just wish it was more readily available in our markets and easier to access.
Yeah, I'm like, when I think Samsung, it's so broad range in the things that they offer. There's not one thing. Right. So I know Samsung's for TV. Some people know it for phones. Some people are like, all right, well, my kitchen appliances are Samsung.
Yeah.
And so they just, I feel like they're really good at all those things. Mm-hmm. But what's the standout product? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't have that one standout product that just separates them. But again, like you said, extremely innovative. A lot of the technologies that they put in their pieces of equipment are later taken by companies.
Oh, absolutely.
And we forget that Samsung actually created it.
I mean, they innovate.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And Apple does take a lot from them. Like I'll say clearly, they take a lot from Samsung.
That's a fact.
So
I was being kind to our friends at Apple.
Love you guys. But we also have to be mindful too of what's happened with Xi Jinping and him deciding to be a supreme ruler or leader. I want you guys to Google that, because if they make a push into Taiwan to take over the country, imagine if China then had all the chip power. The war on America could be very interesting, to say the least.
Talk about that a little bit.
Supreme leader. I mean, he's decided, or an initiative has been made for him to be ruler there for the rest of his life. So if, and I go back to, and I know I haven't done my big Anthony Bourdain documentary on here yet, but China is making an aggressive push to be in the preeminent position and have actual global power.
Mm.
And if you have one person, like imagine if Trump could have stayed in office for 20 years, what could have happened? And Xi Jinping is incredibly intelligent, way more strategic. It could be scary if a couple of these pieces fall in place and they get a certain amount of political power, and then, you know,
yeah,
a couple cryptos fall in their favor and the real Satoshi Nakamoto comes out of hiding.
$64 billion.
It's gonna be interesting.
It says Satoshi's worth $64 billion.
Yep.
64, if we could ever find them.
But it's decentralized, but you don't know who the main person is.
If we could ever find them.
It's the greatest Bond movie on earth.
Rivian.
Rivian. We've been talking about it for 3 weeks. We spoke about it pre-IPO. Obviously it IPO'd. I think it was supposed to enter the market at $72. It ran up pretty high today. It hit $150. It's up 16% today on news, obviously, with the infrastructure bill. We'll talk about why that's important. But again, they have 50,000 pre-orders of their EV truck. Mm-hmm. We already know they have 100,000 delivery van orders from Amazon. Mm-hmm. So they've been put in a nice place. But the infrastructure bill, which was announced, and it's funny because we talked about US and China.
Yeah.
If you listen to what they're saying as they announced the infrastructure bill, it's, we're finally going to be spending more on infrastructure than China. I'm like, okay, well, let's just talk about what we're doing.
Yeah.
But obviously the competition is like, we have to outpace them. So real quick, the infrastructure bill had in it a certain amount of money, I think $7.5 billion that's going to be dedicated to the EV market, specifically 500,000 electronic charging stations. So that's very important, right? Because if we want to get from gas emissions, we have to have stations that charge. And so when Ian and I were looking at it, I'm like, all right, bet if they're building 500,000 stations, that means we need to find the companies who are building these stations and who are using the technology to build these stations. And obviously, the first thing we looked at is the EVs. Like, all right, well, how did Tesla do today? How did they pull back a little bit? How did Rivian do? Went up 16%. Yeah. They're the newest EV out there. And so these are the type of things, again, when we hear that type of news, boom, let's find the industries that we can actually benefit from this. And so I start looking at ETFs. PAVE is one of those, right? Yeah. It's a infrastructure ETF, PAVE. XLI,
yeah,
right? We love the spider fund. We have XLY, we have XLK. XLY is another one of those industrial ETFs. And so you see companies like Deere inside there, Raytheon's inside there, Boeing's in there. A lot of those companies that are going to benefit from this infrastructure bill are inside some of the ETFs. And we always tell you, if you don't want to have a singular position, you don't want to have as much as exposure, find an ETF that can benefit. XLY, PAVE 2. I'm sure there's going to be plenty more that people in the chat will tell us. But those are two that I was looking at because I'm like, all right, bet. This is a big bill. This is the most that we spend on infrastructure. Is it ever? Perhaps?
Perhaps
like one, yeah. One point. Yeah. Like, so again, take advantage of the moment. Don't be blind to it. Be educated and take it and make sure you execute.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
Mic drop.
Bag drop.